This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will be back at work on Monday, according to a Downing Street spokeswoman, after having recovered from a case of coronavirus that sent him to intensive care for 3 nights earlier this month. The 55-year-old Johnson will take back control of a government under pressure from the economic fallout of a shutdown aimed at curbing the spread of the virus, as well as Britain's rising death toll. Criticism is growing over the government's response to the pandemic, with limited testing and shortages of protective equipment for medical workers and caregivers. As of Saturday, Britain has recorded more than 20,000 deaths from COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will be conducting antibody tests for workers at 4 hospitals hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic. At his daily briefing, Cuomo also said he will allow local pharmacies to begin collecting samples for diagnostic tests.
We're going to authorize all the independent pharmacists in the state to be collection sites for testing.
New York's 300 laboratories have ramped up capacity with the aim of doubling output to 40,000 tests per day. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says testing for COVID-19 has been ramped up in the southern state. The governor also said his administration plans to let pharmacists administer tests for the new coronavirus to expand the availability of testing for the general public. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the